How we doing, everybody? This is Jeff Hoke here with Chris Henrique and Jamie Gallen. Jamie on the road, coming back from a dinner in his home area. Chris quarantined at his house due to the vid. And me, I'm just here. I'm the sane one today, and that's usually not the case. But here we are. Another week. Took last week off. Back this week though. A lot to talk about today. A lot happened today itself, Bruins wise, as they get ready to head into a back to back down in South Florida, starting with the Florida Panthers and then the Tampa Bay Lightning on Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. So an interesting matchups coming up. You lost to the Flyers on Saturday. You lost to the Rangers before that. So they have dropped two in a row here, heading into a pivotal matchup with the Florida Panthers. Jamie, and before we get into what happened today, just I don't think we can comprehend enough like how big of a game this is going to be for the Boston Bruins on Tuesday.
Yeah, I feel like this is kind of a game where they need a win, especially with how it ended against the Flyers with kind of that late goal. I feel like for them, I need to see like three full periods of them playing good hockey, not like taking a period off or kind of giving up the lead late, which they've seemed to love to do the last couple weeks. So I feel like they not only need a win, but you need like a good, consistent three period effort. You need like, I feel like they haven't had that in a while.
Chris, what say you? I mean, Tampa Bay, maybe not as big of a game because Tampa Bay hasn't been that good this year. Obviously, still when you want to get in the back of your pocket. But this Panthers game, they can't overlook the Panthers.
I think if you look at the way, they've been finishing games of late, especially this weekend, and then you have the coaches blow up at practice today. If you come out and you're flat, or you come out and – if you don't, honestly, if you don't win, then to me, you're telling me right then and there that the coach is ineffective, that his message is not getting through. I mean, you have to come out, you got to come out tomorrow, and you got to come out lightning in the face, and they need to finish. Like we talked about it. This team is very up and down. It's very the ebbs and flows of how they've been playing. They just don't have enough talent top to bottom to be able to just think they're going to be able to roll into these games and steamroll these teams. So this is a big game. I don't think it should be undersold because they haven't played well for a while.
And no, they haven't. Like I said, they've lost the last two. Today they had practice. Jim Montgomery popped the vein in his head, I'm pretty sure, from what it sounds like. He basically told the press afterwards that they're not ready for the playoffs yet. They did not end the game the way he wanted to. They're not starting the game the way they wanted to. They didn't come into practice ready to go, and they got backskated the shit out of them. Lots of fucking sprints at practice today. Jamie, how do you think this is gonna? How effective do you think something like a bag skate can be to a team like the Bruins, who need a little bit of a jolt to get going here?
I think it could be an extra motivator that they need. I mean, especially with the, almost being the playoffs, you kind of want to see them respond to some adversity like this. I think this game's going to be a big test of their character. Just things haven't gone their way. And kind of like Chris's point is going to show how effective Montgomery is, get these guys back on track, especially after a less than ideal practice and as you enter an important stretch.
Chris, you got anything on that? You're muted.
I put the mute on in case I have to cough. No, they need to come out, like I said, and they need to punch the lightning in the face. They need to win this game. And then they need to build off that momentum. And hopefully today, the practice that they went through woke this team up. The schedule is coming to an end very soon, and then we're going to get into the playoffs. And that's the schedule that means the most right now. That's the only schedule that means anything once this regular season is over. So now it's just riding it out. Hopefully you route the rest of the season. No one gets hurt. you position yourselves for wherever it's going to be within the playoff proceeding, and then the real hockey starts. But if they keep playing like this, I don't have the confidence they're going to flip that switch and it's all going to change.
Now, there have been a few bright sides to the Bruins playing the last couple of games. The biggest one, as Jack Edwards now calls him, the big boy, Justin Brazo, starting to become a fan favorite now. Chris, what's your take on how Brazo has been playing? And do you keep him on the fourth line, or do you think you see him on the third line here in the coming days?
I mean, he's been a shot in the arm for them, which is, you know, something that they needed. I would just kind of keep it the way that it's been going right now. You know, I got, you know, you do want to challenge these players and see how say you move to the third line. But I mean, if it isn't broke, don't why play around with it right now? I think the bigger concerns with this team overall is finishing at the end of the, you know, games, being better on defense, things along those lines, the goaltending being a little more consistent. I think, you know, him tinkering around where this kid's going to play is the least of their worries.
Jamie, is there any adjustments you would make for this upcoming game that maybe could, because we all know how Monty likes to work, to give maybe them a boost, give them a little push?
I think maybe switch up the lines a little bit. I wouldn't mind maybe moving Brazo up a line. I feel like he's provided good, kind of a good spark to the bottom six. I think his last three games, he has 5 points or whatever the total is. But I think other than that, you just need more production. I would like to see Marchand kind of get back in the scoring. I feel like he has a little goal drought lately. I feel like you just need a little bit more from kind of those main goal scorers.
Now, going in, we've been seeing a lot of, obviously we're at the point where they're trying to tinker enough with the defensive pairings to kind of get an idea once they get into playoffs what they want. You've been seeing a lot of Peak and Wotherspoon on that last pairing, Jamie. And Peak, it appears that he just needed a new set, new scenery to kind of get back into the groove of things, because he's been playing really, really well. And especially with Wotherspoon, I think that's a great pairing. But you got a lot of pieces you're going to be moving in and out here. Come playoff time, are you all in on keeping Peak and Wotherspoon together on that last line?
Yeah, I feel like he's given them good, you know, good juice so far. I feel like he struggled a little bit for the majority of the season. You can rely on him to give you good minutes. I wouldn't move him out of the third pairing, but I would still, you know, still give him an opportunity.
Chris, what say you? Maybe. Chris may be out of commission here for a second.
Have we lost him? We've lost him?
Just for a second. Just for a second. He'll be back. He always comes back. So you got that. And you saw, so where does that leave Kevin Shattenkirk? I mean, it's been a rotating, because you have Grizzlick, McAvoy, you got Lindholm, Lowry, you got Peak, Wotherspoon. Where does that leave a Kevin Shattenkirk, who had a good first half of his season with the Bruins? Kind of dipped off a little bit, but you know, he's still a good veteran presence to have on the ice. But I mean, obviously Derek Forbort's out for the season, so you don't have to worry about him anymore. But what do you think? Obviously Shattenkirk's, I'm sure, not happy about this, but I mean, I'm sure he's willing to give way to whatever needs to happen to try to win a ring.
Yeah, I feel like he's kind of on the outside looking in a little bit right now. He might have to accept that kind of extra skater role, or kind of that extra D-man. I could definitely see himself working back in the rotation, say like Wotherspoon struggles, especially early on in the playoffs, and you want a veteran guy to kind of settle things down if that's how it goes. You know, I bet he wasn't expecting this when the season started, or, you know, he obviously wants to be playing down the stretch and in the postseason. So So I feel like he might have to accept that for the moment. But I mean, we've seen Monty rotate out and have no fear of kind of doing that. So I wouldn't be surprised if he, found his way back to life. It's just that for the moment, we might have to accept that, it might not be a slam dunk that he gets even like third line pairing minutes. Because like you said, I feel like his production has dipped a little bit compared to what we saw earlier in the year.
Yeah, no, and we talked about it multiple times, because those young guys have been stepping up big for this Bruins team, and outside of David Pastrnak, it's really been the younger, like the lower lines that have been stepping up. Marchand's been kind of on a cold streak lately. DeBrusk back on, doing his thing where he is fluctuating on that roller coaster again of whether or not he goes hot or not, and just it's just a back and forth, and it's unfortunate. Yet David Pastrnak still has 40 goals, almost 50 goals this season, which is just insane to think about. But at the end of the day, they just need to get better. They just need to put the puck on the net. What they've been doing lately is what we saw towards the end of last year, where they have been trying to be too pretty with the puck. And they haven't been putting it on net enough. I think I can't remember. Was it the Flyers series, that Flyers game, or the Rangers game, that there was only like five shots on goal in like the first period?
I want to say it was a fly. I want to say it was the Flyers game.
It's it, you can't have that. You just can't. And it's insane to think that we're at this point again. It's just such a fluctuation of different things going on right now. Chris, I know you've had some technical difficulties. You're back now. What's your take on the bottom half of the defensive rotation? Do you stay with, when it comes to playoffs, do you stay with Peak Wotherspoon, or are you trying to rotate out with Shattenkirk, or what are you trying to do here?
No, I think you got to go with I think you need to go with it. It's kind of like the hot goalie, in my opinion. I think you need to go with the hot pairing right now. And if those guys are building chemistry, and if those guys are playing well together right now, and they're playing meaningful minutes, and they're playing impactful hockey, yeah, I think you ride it out. I think guys like Shattenkirk, or he was $1 million signing for a reason. He's at the point of his career where he's not a top, pairing defenseman. And if he is, you're not going to the postseason. You know what I mean? So understand what your role is. And I think as a veteran on a team who's going to be going into the postseason should understand that. Yeah, he wants to play. I get it. But I think the better for the team is to play these guys that are playing well together. And to that respect, excuse me, the bottom pairing is playing well right now.
And now, I mean, if you look at the offensive line, you got Pat Maroon coming back here soon now too. So,
Jack Edwards is thrilled about that.
what?
Jack Edwards is thrilled
Ah,
about
I
that.
know. I wonder if they've even met up yet. It makes you think. Have they maybe texted each other? Buried the hatchet? Probably not. But
No.
it makes you wonder where he's gonna fit in now. I mean, obviously he'd probably go in on the fourth line, but
Well,
who do
then
you?
if you bring him back, then but I would say bump up that kid then.
Brazo?
Brazo.
Yeah. Then I mean, the question is, who do you knock out? Who do you keep in? It's just a, I mean, the Bruins have a healthy, how do I put this? Have a healthy issue where you have too much. It's just a matter of where you're going to plug them in and if the combination works right. Because sometimes the combination isn't going to work right. Obviously, last year in the playoffs, the combination didn't work right. Last year in the playoffs, there was a combination that didn't work right, and that was the goalie situation. And now we're back at the situation again of what you're going to do where it doesn't, they're not, that no one knows what Montgomery's going to do. We assume he's not going to do the same thing he did last year. Jamie, I'm going to ask you right now, if sitting here right now, watching the last few games, are you going to Linus Ullmark, or are you going to go Jeremy Swayman in game one the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Game one, that's tough. I think I go swimming. Actually, no, I'm gonna go Allmark. I'm gonna go Allmark. Sorry, I had to. That I was like 15 to that. I'm gonna go to Allmark. I feel like he's been a little better recently. I feel like with how they've played, I would opt to go with the veteran guy. But I would still stick to the rotating. You know, that's what's gotten them success. So I wouldn't necessarily give Allmark more, like start him 4 games or Swayman 3 games. I would stick with the rotation, but I would probably give Allmark the starting game one if I had to say like right now.
Chris, what's your take?
You know, what's crazy is that the goaltender that's on his way out is probably going to start the first game of the.
Wait, which goaltender is that? Because technically they could both be on the way out.
That's true. You would think that Swayman is going to be the one that's going to get that career-altering contract at 25 years old, and you want to you that way versus an aging Ullmark who's, you know, go well. A year left after this at 5 million.
Yeah, one year.
So,
1 year.
yeah, I would say right now, it's again, it's like the Swayman is kind of cooled off a little bit. You go with the hot goalie, and right now Ullmark is the one that's playing better. I was reading a stat a little bit earlier about he hadn't allowed 3 goals in a game. Before like the deadline and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I would ride I'd ride the hot goalie right now. And I think that's probably the right choice. However, I could totally see Montgomery going with Swayman and setting that tone of this is the franchise goaltender. This is who we're bringing back in the summer. And it everything runs through Sway.
Goalie hugs for days. That's what Chris says.
That's all that matters. It's all about the hugs.
It'll be
Yeah,
over
it's all about
soon.
the friendship we made all along the way.
Hugs will be over soon.
Should be the name of the pod one day. Name of the episode.
No, but seriously, Jamie, does the way Jeremy Swayman been playing lately worry you at all, or is it kind of just, a little bit fatigued because he has been getting, overworked a little bit because obviously he's not used to getting this much, playing time in net.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a little bit of fatigue. I wonder if maybe they give Ullmark a little more starts down the stretch to kind of counter that. But say we go into his first round of the playoffs, like game two, and he gives up like 4 goals in 2 periods or something like that, I would be more worried. So I'd say right now I feel like it's more just fatigue at this point of the season.
Chris, Allmark obviously been playing well since the trade deadline, like you said. He had a rough outing. He had a rough outing against Philly. The whole team had a rough outing against Philly at that point. But do you think the Swayman struggles are just because of fatigue, or what are you thinking?
I mean, I'd probably lean more towards that. You know what I mean? Everyone, you know, plus, I mean, guys get into, you know, slumps, you know what I mean? No matter what sport they're playing into. You know, this is kind of the luxury of having these two top goaltenders. So if one kind of struggles, you can kind of opt with the other one. But I would probably venture to say that right now, yes. It's more fatigue and you know. If what we're saying is true and he's going to be the goaltender in the postseason, then, you know, get healthy, rat it out. And then when it's, you know, when the games matter, because like I'm going to keep saying right now, the rest of the season, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you know what I mean? Like the games that are going to matter start in the playoffs. So, but I mean, hey, Ullmark is playing well. And the better that he plays down the stretch, too, it only helps too when it comes around to trying to, you know, trade this dude again in a couple of months.
Before
Don't
we
forget the hugs you lose in the trade, though.
get
Him an edible ring.
you played the fifth on that one, you just not saying anything on that one? Yeah, okay. Yeah, is it the world's smallest violin I just saw?
Yeah, world's smallest hugs.
Oh, God. Before we send things off to the into the night, I gotta ask you guys, are the Penguins fixable? I mean, all right, we talk about the Penguins. It's like an every week thing at this point, where the Penguins, John Henry, all that shit. They blew a 4-0 lead yesterday to the Avs. I mean, the Avs are good, but they blew a 4-0 lead yesterday. I mean, at some point we gotta start talking about possible scenarios of where Sidney Crosby's gonna be going. Because I can sure and hell bet you right now he is not gonna be a Pittsburgh Steeler. He's not gonna be a Pittsburgh Penguin next season. So
I mean, he would be, I think he'd be a sneaky, like, slot wide receiver if we're gonna compare sports. You know, I feel like he'd be like a Hunter Renfrow in his prime
Ooh.
type of.
Oh, okay. Russell Wilson up the middle to Sidney
Justin Fields
Crosby.
now, though.
What was that?
You don't think of Justin Fields now, though?
No, but they said Russell Wilson's gonna be the starter.
For now.
Yeah, for now,
Yeah.
until he gets hurt or, you know, whatever the fuck he does. Another question I have. 47 goals away, Alex Ovechkin is from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record. Chris, do you think he breaks it? Not this year, obviously. He's not going to break it this year. But do you think he comes back for one more year and tries to break it? Or at least two?
I mean, if you're that close, yeah, I think you try to come back and break that. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you would put yourself in, you know, the top of the mountain as an all-time goal scorer in the National Hockey League, surpassing the greatest, you know, most marketable name in professional hockey, in Wayne Gretzky. Yeah, I think if he can, if he's healthy, sure, I think he should do it.
Jamie?
I agree. I mean, I feel like if he had like more than 100, I'd say it's less likely, but when you're at 47, less than 50, and that's probably like a season, if he doesn't do it next year, probably like the first or second month of the following season. So I feel like if you're that close, it's kind of, I think it will happen. And I feel like also if you're Washington, if he wants to come back, that's kind of one of those situations where, you know, you offer him a contract, even if it's just the minimum, kind of like the Bruins did with Bergeron the last couple of years. If he wants to come back, then I think the organization will find a way to make it work regardless.
So
Yeah, but
I was
oh,
looking at
go
one
ahead.
of his pictures, and I thought by this picture that I'm looking at that he was 40 fucking 5 years old, but he's only 38.
Yeah.
Dude's still in his prime. What are we talking about?
Well, then he needs a little hair for men here, because he's the silver bullet out there with all that gray.
Listen, I found a gray
Yeah,
hair
I
this
mean, with a
morning.
team full of
I want to talk
young kids and Tom Wilson. You know, speaking of Tom Wilson, did you guys see he got suspended 6 games for a cross check to the neck?
That's a
it
shame.
looked like I saw a thing on Twitter. I think it was like a Lord of the Rings. Someone swinging a sword with Wilson, like right next to it. I feel like I know Tom Wilson. He just does so much stupid shit like that. I feel like every year at this point, when I hear it, I'm like, not even surprised. I'm more just like, yeah, that adds up.
Yeah, I mean, he gets the reputation that Brad Marchand pretty much gets whenever you go to whenever anything goes to player safety, you get the Brad Marchand treatment. You know it's gonna be something. It's just 6 games. You just know whenever Tom Wilson's gonna go to a hearing, it's probably gonna be more than 5 games. It's just you just
Wait,
know.
did you guys, we haven't touched on it, did you guys see the Marchand play against Philly when he was basically trampled by two guys and then he ended up getting the unsportsmanlike conduct because
Oh, you mean
the
when
refs
he had
didn't call it?
the illegal knee to knee by
Yeah.
Eric Johnson? Yeah, that was a
Yeah.
fucking dirty ass play.
That was stupid.
Yeah, then he goes to the he goes to the bench and bitches out the refs, and the refs got their feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Chris, did you see that at all? I know you weren't watching the Philly game on that game on.
No, it was dying of COVID.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I guess that's a poor choice of way I want to phrase that. I was unavailable.
You already said it, so I mean,
Due to fevers and sweating like a whore in church.
you know,
I'm happy you made it.
He's not out of the woods yet. He's trying to make it. He's trying to get better before Wednesday for the big Woo Sox media day.
I don't know.
Gotta go see your buddies down in the Woo.
Gonna see Dick Fitz.
Hey, Dickie Fitz pitches tomorrow.
He does, and then he'll be in Worcester on Wednesday.
Yeah, Dickie Fitz pitches against the Rangers tomorrow. Nice little primetime exhibition game. Kind of a random guy to have pitching, but hey, good for Dickie.
I can't wait to see the tweets this year with his highlights and what names people come up with. Just a side note to that.
Well, it's like the magic Grady Dick and Anthony Black switching jerseys.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. That was quite an experience. Oh. But no.
No.
So anyway, with that being said, let's wrap this up. Let's give out a few takes for the next couple of games. You got the Panthers all on the road. The Panthers, the Lightning, and the Capitals. Jamie, what say you?
I think they lose to the Panthers.
Cool.
I think they beat the Lightning. I'm gonna give them a win with the Lightning. Then I think they beat the Caps.
Okay.
So I think I don't think it's not gonna start out pretty, but it's gonna end pretty.
Any of them go overtime?
I could see the Lightning game going over to going to
I was
OT.
Gonna say I could see the Panthers game going overtime.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we said earlier, those will be two very good games to judge this team just because those are very talented hockey clubs. And for a team that didn't look good last time out, even if it's a hard fought battle in OT, like I would take that over the performance they had against the Flyers.
Chris, what say you?
1-2.
Who do they lose to?
I think they're going to beat out of the three of those. I think they're going to beat Tampa Bay.
So you think they lose to Washington? It's one of those games that they drop on a weekend.
Yeah, I just until this team goes out there and responds to today, as well as their lackluster play. I think right now I'm going to be a little more down on this team. But I think it's for good reason. I mean, that we have there's playoff expectations. I don't think they're a Stanley Cup team, but there are fans who will think that they're a Stanley Cup team or wants them to make a deep run in the Stanley Cup. Well, you got to pull your head out of your ass now, get things back in order so you're in a good spot for that postseason. So I'm only going by the way they've played recently for my predictions. And I understand that I'm also like saying we need to see what they do based off of what happened today in practice, but I'm not including that as part of my predictions. See what I'm doing there? So I need to see them go out and pull their heads out of their asses.
No, I'm gonna go. I'll go one. What do I want to do? I'm gonna go 1-1-1.
Ooh.
I think it wild. I'm gonna go loss to the Caps. They beat Tampa and they lose in overtime to they get a point. At least they got the point from the Panthers.
Does Ovechkin score?
Oh yeah. Oh Jesus Christ, yeah.
Of two course. Goals.
Two goals? Two? Oh. Okay. I figured you were gonna go the hat trick there. Okay. Yeah. No, but no. So that being said, we'll be back next week to wrap with 10 games left in the season. Well, in the regular season, then on to playoffs. So we'll get you all ready to go here in the next couple weeks for the playoff run that is ahead. Once again, I'm Jeff Hoke. That's Jamie Gatlin. And that's Chris Henrique. And we are Shorthanded Takes, a Boston Bruins podcast. And we will see you guys next week.